Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we have lots of sports to talk about this week as all the sports have finally collided into one, which has never been done before. But due to the pandemic, there's no choice. So we have the MLB playoffs starting today. We have my Chicago White Sox and Lucas Giolito taking on the Oakland Athletics. That should be an awesome first-round matchup. We have the Cleveland Indians and Shane Bieber taking on Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. Should be an also unbelievable matchup there. We have the Houston Astros taking on the Minnesota Twins. That should be very intriguing. And we have the Blue Jays taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Lots of action starting today and this week, so tune into that. We have the NBA Finals starting this week. LeBron James and the LA Lakers taking on his former squad in the Miami Heat, led by Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Buckets. That's going to be an awesome matchup. Lots to talk about. And we also had a big NFL week. The Saints lose again to the Green Bay Packers in the Sunday night game, where the Saints, with their stars, you know, with Kamara, Drew Brees just not getting it done. Well, Kamara is, but Drew Brees struggling with Michael Thomas out. Will they get back on track next week against the Detroit Lions? And Patrick Mahomes showing everyone why not to pick them as the underdog as they put on a show against the Baltimore Ravens in a Monday night game, 34-20 Chiefs. I think the Ravens are going to be fine, but, you know, really intriguing to see what the Chiefs are capable of this year. So going to be a dangerous team as usual. And of course, I'm going to have the FICT Cup overview week 3. Where is Big Sam? Nobody knows. Lots to talk about in fantasy football. Let's get started. So last weekend, the Miami Heat defeated the Boston Celtics in 6 games to advance to the NBA Finals, led by Chicago's Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Unbelievable series from those two. And it wasn't just them. Those are definitely their leaders on the team. But you had performances from Tyler Hero giving you 37 in Game 4. He was probably my biggest X factor in this series. I mean, he comes off the bench, and he just provides a spark like no other team can. And he's a rookie, okay? I mean, he's doing things that rookies have not done in the playoffs since Magic Johnson back in the 80s, where he's putting up 40 points. And, you know, that's Hero just came short of that with 37. But that's one confident guy right there. And that's one confident team led by Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, the Godfather. I mean, that team is, you know, they were a 5 seed. And, you know, 5 seeds just don't do that. They don't just roll through the playoffs. You know, they beat the Pacers 4-0, the Bucks 4-1, and the Celtics 4-2. I mean, those are all good teams right there that they made look like lunch. Okay, so Miami Heat to the NBA Finals. And who do they play? None other than LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, where they defeated the underdog fan favorite Nuggets 4-1 last Saturday. Caps off to the Nuggets for an unbelievable run, coming back from 3-1 not once but twice to make it to the Western Conference Finals. They gave it their all, but you know, LeBron James and Anthony Davis just too much for the Denver Nuggets at the end. But let's talk about this series here. LeBron facing his old team in the Miami Heat. You kind of forget now that he's been on the Lakers for 2 years that he used to be on the Miami Heat, because he actually went to Cleveland after Miami, then to Los Angeles. So it's been a while, but it's pretty amazing, you know, that now here we are LeBron facing his old team in the Miami Heat. And that must provide a spark for both sides. You know LeBron wants to come back and win against his old team, but you also know that this is a Miami team that wants to prove LeBron wrong and be like, hey, you left, now we're going to win chips. So that's cool. There's also, you know, I really like this going into the finals, that Dwayne Wade and Paul Pierce feud going on. Dwayne Wade coming at Paul Pierce after the Miami Heat won, as Paul Pierce was coming at Dwayne Wade and the Heat being like, hey, you know, they weren't tested. You know, they don't have the team, you know, to win it all. I mean, that what is Paul Pierce saying? That's just like, you know, washed up Paul Pierce announcer style, just calling out whatever he wants. You know, come on now, show some respect. Dwayne Wade got yellow hair these days, so that's kind of cool. Or it's like blonde hair, not yellow. But that was kind of lit. Is it, you know, he posted a video of himself being like, hey, Paul Pierce, you know where I live. You know, he's kind of calling out Paul Pierce. I was like, are they going to fight or what? But you have that going on. But now it's, you know, it's all business now. It's all Lakers, Heat. Pretty sexy series this is going to be. I really want to say, you know, I'm not even going to be hypothetical. I think the Heat are going to win this series. It's a big prediction right there. It's a bold prediction. But I think the Heat, you know, the Lakers actually have had great bench production. But the Heat are just a deeper team, in my opinion. And they play more as a team. The Lakers rely on Anthony Davis and LeBron doing their thing, which, yeah, it works. Let me tell you, it definitely works. But when you're playing a team like Miami, when you have eight guys that can shoot, defend, play as a team, they play gritty, they play with the chip on their shoulder, everyone's counted them out the whole year. That's a tough team to play. And this is their final stop on the rodeo, winning this finals. You know, they've come this far, but they're not done yet. They want to win a championship. They are not satisfied. So I'm taking Miami. I think they're going to win in six games. I think it's going to be 4-2 Miami. But it's going to be a hell of a series. It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be close. You know, who knows what LeBron's going to... I think LeBron's going to have a hell of a series. That's for sure. I think him and AD are going to go off. That's without question. But will it be enough up against a Heat team where you can have Hero come in and score 30. Bam Adebayo can give you 30. Butler can give you 30. You know, you have all these guys who can put up 30 and also get stops. Okay, you also have a guy like Duncan Robinson who doesn't really get talked about. He's a young shooter as well. I mean, the Heat have their own Splash Brothers combined, you know, with Hero and Duncan, along with Goran Dragic, who might be the most underrated player in the game. Such a good facilitator, can also shoot. And then you add a little Jay Crowder, just a great role guy. I love the Miami Heat. You know, I at first was a little skeptical, but not for long. They proved me wrong when I predicted the Bucks were going to win it all early on in the season. I was dead wrong. And the Heat, I definitely joined the Heat train after that. They are the real deal. I love Miami in six games. So the MLB playoffs are already here. After two months of play, only 60 games this year. And here we are, 16 team playoffs. It's gonna be crazy, okay? It's 1 through 8 on both the National League and American League, so 8 teams on both sides. And it's just do or die, okay? It's, you know, the first series is gonna be best of three. It's kind of like everyone gets a wild card scenario, and then it's just a regular series again. So you have to win 3 rounds to get to the World Series. So 4 total rounds to win it all. It's going to be nuts. I can't... It's hard for me to give you predictions right now. Yeah, if I had to give you predictions right now, I'd say that the Dodgers were going to win it all, but they have the best odds. So, you know, I'm just taking the favorite. I do think the Dodgers are due, and they've played unbelievable baseball in this pandemic season. So I am going to pick the Dodgers to win it all right off the bat. I think they have the best shot. But the playoffs haven't even started yet. The baseball playoffs are so great because you just never know. Yeah, the best team should win, but that doesn't happen a lot in baseball. Okay, baseball defies the odds of odds. Okay, but, you know, I'm also just excited this year because the White Sox are in. Okay, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2008. And yes, they have lost their last 9 out of 12 games. Not the way I'd want the White Sox to enter the postseason, but at the same time, get your shitty play out of the way. Now, it's all business. You throw everything out the door. Okay, go back to the baseball you were playing when you clinched against the Twins. You're now a 7 seed. You don't have as much expectations now, which I kind of like. They're playing a very good team in the Oakland A's, but they're without one of their best players, Matt Chapman. And the pitching is not as good this year. I love the White Sox. I love how the White Sox pitching stands up against the Oakland A's pitching. And I think this actually could be a really good matchup for the White Sox. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I do like our chances, which is why I'm taking the White Sox to win this series. Okay, I think the White Sox are going to play, you know, are going to come out really strong, and they're going to go bombs away. I mean, that's the way they're going to win this series, bombs away and solid pitching. And I think that their young studs in Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, Tim Anderson are all going to have good series, along with Jose Abreu leading the charge. I'm really liking the White Sox here. You know, I don't know how they're going to come out. They actually play today, so we'll see. But ultimately, I'm picking the White Sox. I think they stand up very well against Oakland A's. A series that really intrigues me that also starts today is the Cleveland Indians against the New York Yankees, especially the first game tonight. They have Shane Bieber going for the Indians and Gerrit Cole for the Yankees. It should be a pitcher's duel. It's such a hard game to call. You know, I don't really know how each team's going to perform because they've been so on and off this season. Both teams playing pretty well, especially the Indians going into the playoffs. So both teams, you know, are playing some good baseball. It just matters to the Yankees which Gerrit Cole is going to show up. Is it the Gerrit Cole of late or the Gerrit Cole of a month ago? Because that's going to make a big difference because Shane Bieber has been Shane Bieber the whole season. You know, he's probably going to, you know, he's the Triple Crown winner for a pitcher. You know, he's probably going to win the MVP this year. I hope not because I want Jose Abreu on the White Sox, but I just think Shane Bieber might take it. But if I had to guess, I might have taken the Cleveland Indians the first game. You know, Shane Bieber and the Indians have been almost unbeatable when he's in the mound this year. And Gerrit Cole, don't get me wrong, has been pretty much the same, but he's had some slip-ups. Okay, he's had some games where he's gotten rocked. So he's definitely hittable. I don't know if Shane Bieber's hittable. Okay, so I think I'm taking the Indians to win that game. But these are tough matchups. You know, there's only 4 games today. I'm going to take the Houston Astros over the Minnesota Twins today. I think that the Astros just have, they do have Greinke going today, who's their best pitcher. But besides that, the pitching isn't great. But I think today, they're going up against Maeda and the Twins. But the Twins have no playoff experience, and the Astros do. And not saying I want a bunch of cheaters to win it all, but I think the Astros match up very well with the Twins, despite the fact that the Twins are home the first game, which they've been very good at home. But you just kind of throw out those stats out the window once the playoffs start because playoffs are just a different breed than the regular season. So I'm going to take the Astros this first game. I think this is their best shot to win the series by winning this first game because the Greinke is on the mound. So I think they match up well. And I'm taking the Tampa Bay Rays over the Blue Jays. I think the Rays might take it to them tonight. I'm calling a lot of runs scored. And I think the Blue Jays might get on the board, but I think the Rays might take it like 9-2 today. So those are my picks today for baseball. But tomorrow is going to be nuts because there's pretty much every game going tomorrow, so I don't even know where to begin. All I know is the Cubs are playing the Marlins. Very intriguing first-round matchup for the Cubs as you go back to the Steve Barbon era. Yeah, I'm not going to start with that, Cubs fans, don't worry. But that's also a very intriguing matchup. It is now time for the Week 3 Thick Cup Overview. As I said before, this is my favorite segment to do. Especially since my team's doing pretty well this year. It's doing the best it's done in 6 years or so. So, can't lie, I'm very excited about this year's Thick League. But we got a lot of action going on in this Week 3. A lot of big matchups. Some blowouts. Definitely some blowouts this week. Let's hop right into it. For the Week 3 matchup, let's start with Mr. Mike Nasser. He was going up against Dan Fernow's Vegas Sun, 2-0-2 teams, you know, desperately needing a win. And Mike Nasser came out on top with a 164.2 win against a 116.22 for Pastuovic. Really just an all-around great performance from Nasser. Russell Wilson leading the charge with 36.8. Dalvin Cook with an early fumble, but still had a touchdown with 25. James Conner with 23, really producing. Michael Gallup in the flex, giving him 22.8, 138 yards and a touchdown. And Will Lutz and San Fran D both combining for 26. So 164 for Nasser put him as the highest league scorer this week. So that's a huge performance for Nasser right there, because right there you see, you know, he's been waiting to put up numbers. He's been, you know, he finally found a voice in the locker room, which is Russell Wilson, which is what he's been missing this whole year. So Nasser is now 1-2, just puts him right back in the mix right there. You know, he was lower in the power rankings last week, but really came through this week, putting him on the board. Congrats to Nasser. Lots of work to be done, but trending in the right direction, that's for sure. Let's go to a matchup that just dumbfounds me. Big Sam putting up 76 points, starting both Davante Adams and Julio Jones, who did not play on Sunday, going up against the Dotson Bailouts team, who really got bailed out this week, only putting up 98 points. If Coombe were to start Mike Evans on his bench to give him a 13 spot, he would then only be down by 9. And if he put in either, you know, T.Y. Hilton, you know, he'd only be down by 3 points. And then, you know, if he puts in Josh Allen on his bench, putting him 31 points. Okay, he's been one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, MVP running, but he still has Drew Brees in. Okay, Big Sam would have gotten the W, but instead, a fat 1-2 for Big Sam, while the bailouts get bailed out 2-2-1 after starting 0-1. So, huge win for the bailouts, but really, you know, getting lucky this week against the Big Sam team, who really just not come to play. You know, we don't know if Big Sam's alive right now. As I said before, we never know who's in charge of his team. So that's it. You know, nonetheless, a huge win for the bailouts, but getting bailed out by Big Sam, going to reflect in the power rankings. Let's take it to a rivalry matchup right here, where Mr. Ethan Holman just can't seem to put it together. A good week by Holman, putting up 125, but losing to the 69ers featuring Nick Madison, who put up a 141 spot, led by ISU alum James Robinson. You know, really giving that team a spark on Thursday night with a 27. And also with Tyler Lockett, who was a stud today or this week. 100 yards, 9 receptions, 3 touchdowns. You know, Holman, I mean, I don't think anyone can compete with that. Those were huge numbers put up by the 69ers. And then Cooper Kupp in the flex, giving him a 21. You know, he's been waiting to go off. He finally does. And that's just a huge W right there, putting the 69ers at 2-1. Putting Ethan Holman at 0-3, where, you know, he's been there before. But it's getting to the point now, Holman, where he's going to need to find a win, or, you know, you're going to start making plans to Philly. It's one of the two here. But, you know, Holman still have time, you know, promising week this week, you know, putting up 125. You know, a big reason why the Colts D gave him 27. That's huge. You know, Melvin Gordon and Joe Mixon is not going to cut it. You know, as the RBs, maybe a trade in the makings for Holman. Definitely didn't need a running back with McCaffrey being out. But if Holman can pick it up, you know, and then gets McCaffrey back, who knows where that could lead him. So no one's out of the picture yet. But 0-3, not where you want to be. But congrats to the commish going 2-1. That's huge for him. I know a lot of people are rooting against the commish this year, but the commish trying to hold his own in this league. Let's go to my matchup here. The Sukun Saloon going up against Big Daddy for 3. A huge win for the Saloons here. A 130-111 win, beating a really banged up Coughlin team. Coughlin, this is before, a 2-time reigning champ, going for his 3rd this year. Really struggling with Michael Thomas, Le'Veon, and Raheem Mostert, all hurt on the bench. Also a DeeDee Shark. He had a huge pickup this week. And Rex Burkhead, who put up 31.3 on his bench. If he slides him in for one of his, or for Julian Edelman, in the flex. I think Coughlin gets the victory here. Thank God he didn't. That would have been amazing. As Mahomes put up 40 last night, Monday night. You know, giving me a slight scare, but still able to get the victory here. The Sukun Saloon here going up, you know, going 3-0 now. Really led by the running backs here. Alvin Kamara giving me 38 last week, along with Aaron Jones, only 15. But those two have been unbelievable this year. They're my first two picks, and I think they're both the top two running backs, or top three running backs at least. I went with the Kyle Coughlin strategy this year. You know, he loves to go RB, RB, tight end, and that's just what I did with Kamara, Jones, and Kittle. Even though Kittle hasn't been able to play the last 2 weeks, hopefully he'll be back soon. I also have, you know, Kyler Murray in a QB. Even with the three picks, still gave me 22. Metcalf and Thielen, 17 and 10. You know, solid performances there. Really exciting for the Saloons right now, getting off to the best start, as I said, in 6 years in this league. So hopefully we can keep it going. A lot of work to be done, but, you know, it's exciting. It's putting me in the playoff mix for the first time in a long time. I forgot what that feels like. So now it's, you know, my job to keep the train rolling. You know, keep making key additions, keep getting W's. And so, but Kyle Coughlin going to 1-2, you know, still going to be in the playoff hunt the whole year. You can't never count Kyle Coughlin out. Once his team is healthy, his team should be dangerous. You know, he did pick up McKinnon, who got hurt last game. So he both, you know, his McKinnon and Mostert both hurt. We will see how those two guys are going forward, but lots of time for Big Daddy to pick it up. He's only 1-2, still a very scary team and a force to be reckoned with in this league. And let's go to our last matchup. This was the matchup of the week this week, and that was about that action against the Minneapolis Mike Caputos, the number 1 and 2 teams in the power ranking. And it's about that action getting that W, 125.48 to 112.88. It came down to a Monday night game, again, for about that action. He's been surviving these Monday night games. But it was Lamar Jackson getting it done over Clyde. Even though Clyde did outscore Lamar by 1 point, it was still enough for about that action to get that W by 13. You know, it was going to have to be Clyde getting a lot more about that action. And it was that Baltimore defense that really fucked up the Caputos' you know, chance for victory, as they only got him 1 point. Questionable start for Baltimore D. I benched Baltimore D in one of my other leagues. They were only projected 4 points. Never want to put up a defense that's going up against an offense ran by Patrick Mahomes. So questionable start there. And then you see the Tampa Bay defense for about that action giving him 19. That's the winner. I think the defense is the winner right here. A battle of the defenses. But nonetheless, about that action, getting that W. And I said last week, if about that action gets that W, he will be the number one team in the week 3 power rankings. So leading into the power rankings, let's go into it right now. For the Fichtner Cup week 3 power rankings, we have at number 10, reigning number 10 spot, we have Big Ticket. Ticket, I'm sorry, you know, putting up some decent numbers the last couple weeks, but just not getting in that win column. Still 0-3. I just can't move you up, Ticket. I know that we have a matchup next week, and you're gonna bring everything you have for me next week. I know it. Okay, so next week's a huge week for Pistojevic, trying to get in that win column against a team and myself that's 3-0. So a 3-0, 0-3 matchup, always a trap game. So we'll see if Tiggin can bounce back next week. But for now, Nick Pistojevic, number 10. At number 9, we have Ethan Holman. Okay, still also trying to find that first win. 0-3 as well, but putting up more points than Pistojevic this week. Only almost putting up 130. So still dropping from number 8 to number 9. But until you get that first win, he will be trending in the downwards direction. But McCaffrey on the bench really hurting you. hopefully get him back sooner than rather than later. At number 8, we have Big Sam. Big Sam, in my mind, should be dropped to number 10, in my opinion, after not starting his wide receivers. But nonetheless, Taco is still 1-2, which is better than 0-3. So he's number 8 for now, but any sort of wins out of Ethan and Pastuvik will drop him further if Big Sam does not get his act together. Which I don't know if he will. I don't know if he's alive right now. We don't know where he is. So prayers up to Big Sam, but got to get that lineup fixed. At number 7, we have Mike Nasser. Mike Nasser trending in the right direction right now. Was a number 9 last week, but is now at number 7 with a big 160-point showing. And a win over Ticket. You know, that was the battle right there. 2-0-2 teams needed that win. He got it. So Mike Nasser right back in the picture and in that playoff hunt. At number 6, we have Big Daddy for 3, Kyle Coughlin. You know, he was number 5 last week. You know, I gave him the nod over the bailouts. And you know what? Now I'm switching because now Coughlin is now 1-2. He's still in the playoffs at number 6. But you know, he needs his team to get healthy, which I think it will. But for now, Coughlin is at 6, but right there in the playoff hunt. At number 5, we have the bailouts. The bailouts are 2-1. As I said before, he got bailed out against a Big Sam bad performance. So bailouts will take it. You know, a win's a win, but they're gonna have to get their act together as well. You know, putting up 98 points in this league is not gonna usually cut it. But 2-1 will. So despite what your points say, he is 2-1. He is the 5 spot. So the bailouts after the 0-1 start really, you know, starting to put things together. But he's gonna need to, you know, put up bigger performances as the week goes on. So number 5 spot, the dots and bailouts. At number 4, we have the commissioner, Mr. Luke Boyd. He was number 4 last week, and he's number 4 again. He is 2-1. Usually you'd get the bump up, but you know, once you get in the top 3, you know, things are a little different. I don't think that Luke is deserving to be over Fernando, me, or Lebo. So for that, he's still number 4, but a solid number 4 at 2-1. I think that's where he belongs. And you know, if he, you know, keeps trending upward, he will get rewarded with power rankings, but for now, Mr. Commissioner is staying at number 4. At number 3, we have the Minneapolis Mike Caputo's Nick Fernando. You know, tough loss to the number 2 seed this week. You know, Nato not putting up his normal 140 numbers, but you know, still a solid week. But you know, he's playing one of the top dogs. It was almost like a, you know, it was a championship type atmosphere. Tough loss. It's his first loss in the year, but nonetheless, he is number 3 this week. Because at number 2 we have the Sukun Saloon. The Saloons were number 3 last week, putting up another dub, making the Saloons go 3-0, and it feels good to say. Yeah, you know, it sucks. Nobody wants to hear that the guy making the podcast is 3-0, but I can't help it that my team's 3-0. If I was 0-3, I'd still be doing this. Yeah, it makes it a little more fun for me that my team's competing this year, but it's still early on this season, you know, 3-0, you know, business is not done. So 3-0, even though it's nice, we got work to do, but we like where we're at. You know, you can't deny the fact. But at number 2, the Sukun Saloons, that's where we're going to be. At number 1, I said it earlier, I hinted towards it. I said last week if Bout That Action got that number 1 team, the Minneapolis Mike Caputos out the way, that they'd be on top. And that's where they are. Bout That Action, on top of the league. I said earlier in this year, I was really hyped up about this Bout That Action team. And here they are at 3-0. You know, beating some tough opponents. Yeah, he did, you know, he took down Big Sam the other week, but, you know, he also beat the bailouts. And now he's beat the Minneapolis Mike Caputo. So this is the second time that Bout That Action has beaten a number 1 team in the power rankings. His strength of schedule is just large right now. You know, he's doing great. You know, he's hype. You know, good for him. Good for Lebo. It's, you know, me and Lebo actually, you know, we drafted, we were sitting right next to each other in the draft, and we were hyping each other's teams up, you know, so it's cool to see that early on in the season, things are trending upwards for us. But, you know, the only thing that does is put a target on our back. So the league's coming for us. We know it. Okay, it's different from being at the bottom. At the top, obviously, you know, teams come playing harder at you. You can't take anything for granted, but about that action on top of the week three leaderboards, that's real. It happened. Good for Lebo. And here we go into our week four matchups. Okay, so the power rankings came out. Let's see how next week five, or week four, I should say, will favor for all of us. So let's start off in, let's see, let's start off with about that action's first, or his week four matchup. Who he's taking on? A trending upwards team in the McGee's Human Centipede. Wonderful name, by the way. That's going to be a barn burner, okay? You know, about that action, on top of the leaderboards, playing a team in Mike Nasser, who, if Nasser can get this win, man, how things would change. You know, being 2-2, beating the number one team in the league. Mike Nasser's coming for Lebo. It's going to be a barn burner. And I might have to take Mike Nasser in this matchup. I'm loving Lebo. I love your team. I love your hype. But I'm feeling an upset brewing with a team that, you know, needs a statement win. And this could just be what the Nasser's Centipedes need. So I'm taking McGee's in this matchup in a close one, in a barn burner. Let's go to the Big Daddy for threes against the 69ers featuring Nick and Madison. Another barn burner. Both projected the same score right now. I'm going to have to go with Big Daddy for three right here. You know, you hate playing Coughlin coming off a loss. I've said it before. And that's just what's happening. A 1-2 team going up against a commish 2-1 team where Coughlin's hungry for a win. Okay, and you do not want to play Coughlin coming off a loss. I was grateful in the fact that I played Coughlin coming off a win against Nasser. So, Luke, you're playing, you know, Coughlin not the right week. I'm taking Coughlin in this matchup. You know, the 69ers are talking smack now that they're 2-1. I think Coughlin's going to show them who, you know, this is a common Fit Cup championship matchup right here. I think Coughlin's going to show them who the real champ is. So, Big Daddy for three is going to get the W here. Another barn burner, though. It's going to be close, but Coughlin will prevail. Let's go to my matchup with Bustovic. We have Dan Vernau's Vegas Sun going up against the Sukun Saloon. I'm taking the Saloons in this one. I'm loving my team next week. A lot of good projections with Kamara going up against Detroit and Aaron Jones going up against Atlanta on Monday night, along with Kyler Murray going up against Carolina. I'm loving the matchups here. I'm not loving your DeAndre Swift in as your number two running back. You also have Tariq Cohen hurt in the bench. You're going to have to go shopping for a running back. Unless you want to start Deion Lewis, but I don't advise that. So going to be a tough matchup for you to take it. I know you're searching for the first win, but I don't think it'll be next week against the Saloons. I'm taking myself in that matchup. Let's go to a Big Sam matchup against Ethan Holman. Big Sam just, you know, he actually already put in Mike Evans as his wide receiver along with AJ Green. It doesn't look good with having Devontae and Julio on the bench. You know, they're both projected to play next week, so hopefully he switches those receivers back in. But, you know, I really would love to see him sub in Josh Allen for Drew Brees, you know, but at the same time, you know, we don't know where Big Sam is. So I'm taking Ethan Holman in this matchup. I think Holman's going to get his first win against Big Sam. I think it's time. I actually like Joe Burrow's matchup up against Jacksonville and Keenan Allen. I do like against Tampa Bay. And also Mike Davis against Arizona. I'm really liking that flex move. So I think Holman's going to get a comfortable 15 to 20 point win against Big Sam next week. And the last matchup, probably the matchup of the week, is the Dotson Bailouts against the Minneapolis Mike Caputos. A big battle here. Two division rivalries here, both 2-1. I'm going to have to take Nick Fornato in this matchup, though. I think, you know, the bailouts, getting bailed out last week, I think Nato coming off a loss. I also don't want to play, you know, Samus Coughlin. No, those two teams coming off a loss are dangerous. I think Nato's trying to, they're both trying to become 3-1, but this would be a huge statement win for Nato, you know, after losing a tight one about that action, coming back the next week against another top team in the league, getting a victory. It's going to be another barn burner, a lot of barn burners next week, but I'm liking the Minneapolis Mike Caputos in this matchup.
G4 Spotlight of the Week.
My G4 Spotlight of the Week is none other than myself. On my second podcast, week two of the Room of That Podcast, I called that the Bears would make a switch 2.5 games in. That's right, 2.5 games into the season, in which they did against the Atlanta Falcons. At halftime, they bring in Visor Nick Foles down 26-10 with a historic comeback against the Atlanta Falcons, who yet again blow it. Okay, this is the second time in a row they've blown a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter, which has never been done before. Twice in the NFL season. Nonetheless, happening 2 weeks in a row. But just an amazing call by myself. I don't know how. I just felt it. I felt that the Trubisky. I didn't say the Bears would be 3. No, that's for sure. But I did feel like, you know, when you bring in another quarterback as like the caliber as Nick Foles, you usually bring him in around the 3-game mark because, you know, you gave your starting quarterback a couple games. Even though they won the first two, obviously they weren't satisfied with Trubisky's play. So what do? Bring in Nick Foles. He gets you the W. So are we flying Nick Foles? Is that the new move here in Chicago? Because if we are, I'm all aboard.
Riddles rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hang?
My Riddles rant of the week goes out to the Philadelphia Eagles. Why are you guys so bad? I don't even know why it makes me mad that you're bad, but you're bad. Okay, you just tied to the Bengals. You can't even lose to the Bengals. You have to tie the Bengals. Okay, you also lose to the Washington football team the first week of the year. I mean, that team is trash city. You have Carson Wentz, Miles Sanders, a coach in Doug Peterson. Yeah, I know your receivers are banged up right now, but you should be able to find some sort of receiver to beat those teams you're playing because you're losing and tying to the worst teams in the league. And it's so weird to see a team like the Eagles who win a Super Bowl, beat the Bears in the first round of the playoffs, and now they're just trash. So it makes me mad that a Bears team can't beat this Philadelphia Eagles team. I don't know what's going on. They look like a team that's just kind of mopey right now, too. They're kind of just like, we suck, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is, but I don't know why it makes me so upset, but it does. Get better, guys, because I know they're going to go out against the 49ers next week and somehow win. It's going to piss me off. Where has this been the whole year? Maybe that's the type of fire they need. But you know what? The coach, Doug Peterson, says that it's a knee-jerk reaction just to bench Carson Wentz. Why not bench him? Put in Jalen Hurts, who you just drafted. Give him a shot to see what he's got. Maybe he's going to bring something to the table that you guys didn't have before. Hey, it worked for the Bears. Nick Foles coming in for Mitch Trubisky, getting that W. If you bench a quarterback, that good results can happen. My flick of the week this week is going to have to go to Bruce Willis and the Live Free, Die Hard blockbuster film. I just watched it last week on Saturday. Me and my girlfriend Caroline had a movie day. We watched about 4 movies in a row. And one of those was picked Live Free, Die Hard by myself, of course. I'm a huge Die Hard fanatic. And if you're into action and explosions and humor, drama, this movie has it all. Okay, I mean, you have Bruce Willis coming out doing his 4th film in the Die Hard saga, but probably his best one. I love Live Free, Die Hard. You know, it has other actors like Timothy Oliphant, who plays a mean villain in this movie, along with Justin Long playing a computer hacker as Bruce Willis' sidekick. Really well-done movie. Great plot progression. You know, it kind of starts off with just, you know, random action. You're like, where's this going to lead us? But it actually leads into, you know, a greater plot than that. You know, these terrorist hackers trying to fulfill their successful fire sale on the world. If you want to figure out what a fire sale is, you have to watch the movie. But overall, great movie. You know, keeps you moving the whole time. You know, nonstop action. It's what we live for, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we live for. For the bet of the week this week, we're going to take it to the MLB postseason. Today, the White Sox take on the Oakland Athletics. They are minus 115 money line. Also, the Houston Astros are plus 148 money line against the Minnesota Twins. I am taking the Astros and White Sox money line today. I think as a parlay, I think both teams have something to prove. And I'm liking both their first round matchups with the Twins and the A's. I feel like both teams match up very well against one another. And I think that they both take game one. I'm taking both the road teams as, you know what, there's not really a home field advantage this year. So that's what I'm going with. The White Sox money line, the Houston money line, parlay, book it. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Big week of sports. Big month of sports. You have the NBA Finals. You have the MLB playoffs. You have the NFL. Tune in. This is your chance to fulfill your sports livelihood after the 3 months hiatus of no sports. This is what we all have been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the podcast has been waiting for. We actually have stuff to talk about. It's a good time to be a sports fan. Good time to be a Bears fan. 3-0. Live it up while you can, Bears fans. Because who knows what the future holds for us. I hope everybody has a good rest of their day. And I will see you guys next week. Alex Riddle is out.